Labor Day Conference 2005 with Brother Titus Chu in Cleveland, Ohio. Our divine commitment according to God's eternal purpose. Message 3.
Well, we have such a good Lord's table. Don't you enjoy it? I have to testify, it seems for me a long time I do not have such a rich Lord's presence as the end of the Lord's table. I feel sorry that every year in September, we try to catch up or follow up with what's going on with many other localities. This time, I feel differently. I fellowship with the brothers that we must say something according to our present need. So this time, did you realize the outline and the content are very specific, which meets our need? And I can see the Lord's presence is very much with us. I'm very thankful. I want to let you know, I just come back from mainland China. So now it's my evenings, and I can't sleep at night, neither can I eat. So I'm very weak. I put a chair here in case I get overly exhausted. However, just to be in the meeting, I feel there's an enlivening element in our spirit. That something energized us, something uplifted us. That is the operation of the divine life of the process triune God. Who is able and who is carrying out everything. For that we have to tell him, Lord, we are so thankful. That's number one. Number two, in the meeting, I had a feeling we really should have this conference twice a year and not once a year. So from now on, in the springtime, we should have one. And then in the autumn, we have another one. Twice a year would give us a lot more opportunity to be together, to fellowship, to enjoy the rich Lord's presence, and to enjoy the Lord's divine speaking. Amen. Then surely, I'm very thankful, the brothers are going to fellowship with us later, that we have the Lord's provision with Huntington House. Then at the same time, Lord has provided us 50 acres of land with a good house. It's a hunter's house. So you can see that house is ready to get whosoever is not for the Lord to be for the Lord. Amen. Because that house is a hunter's house. Amen. Whosoever do not love the Lord is indifferent, is sloppy, we send them to the hunter's house and the Lord catch them. Amen. Then we have digged a 2.5 acre lake. The brother will show us later, which is beautiful. I take a walk around the lake. I just had a feeling when the whole thing is settled, you know, with the beautiful lights, with the beautiful trees, with the beautiful sidewalk, and with a lot of kind of fishes that inside the pond. Oh, how beautiful that is. Then we are building a huge building. The size is about this hall and the back part. In other words, the whole construction of the meeting hall in the church in Cleveland, including this hall and the two stories in the back, equals to the building we're built presently. You can sit in, not 1,000, no? 150, the maximum you can be 200, but with a big dining hall, so you all can all enjoy the food together. I like the meeting hall, the American brothers, or the brothers from America, like the dining hall. And they make sure it has to be commercial or something. You have a word. It has to be commercial. Well, all these are beyond my mentality. A stove is stove. Just cook. That's it. Why should you make it so complicated? But whatever that is, and plus, we have different residence quarters. So we will have facilities that provide us opportunity to come together very regularly. We will have leading brothers, serving brothers, beginners, young coordinators, young people, 7th grade, 9th grade. Then we'll have leading sisters, our sisters, and we will have the beginners. We even will have gospel friends. We will also have the churches coming together. The whole church in Pittsburgh can come up and occupy the whole hall. Am I right? I enjoy a good weekend. When you feel there's extra rooms, you can invite Dayton to join you. So two churches come together. Then you will say, well, every church come up with one third. Five churches can come together because you can easily accommodate over 100. So that also will be a place in weekdays if no special activity is for the saints to take their vacations, but only on weekdays because we will use possibly all the weekends. Only on weekdays, take your family to be there, occupy a few rooms, enjoy some fishing, and you can go to Cedar Point, you can go to SeaWorld with your kids, and you don't have to pay that much in the hotel, and you are very much at home. So it's very much a multi-purpose facility. I'm thankful for this. I realize, brother, when we come together, not under any pressure of anything, rather we come together purely after Christ, how rich the Lord can be with us. Lord, have mercy. Now we come to message two. Somewhat I had a feeling, that with a Lord's table like this morning, you don't really need message two. Because whatever I read, you know it already. Do you understand what I say? The reason why you get something spiritual things, you say, oh, I don't understand. It's not you don't understand. It's you don't have the Spirit. When you are having the Spirit, when your Spirit is made alive, every spiritual things become so easy to apprehend. So basically, whatever is in this outline, they are not hard, even though the outline has two pages. They're not hard. They are only relate to some basic understandings. Yesterday we said, God only care for Christ. Christ only care for his body. And his body is expressed and testified through the localities. So all the local churches together express this one unique body of Christ on this earth. We sing that song, right? We stand on one in each locality. There is one body in this universe. We express it here on earth. We stand on one as one in each locality for all to see. That is the heart desire of our beloved process triune God. Now, this morning, we would have to share in who is the one that really cares for the churches, and what are the ways he cares for the local churches. Who is the one really care for the churches? Christ. But remember this, as I showed you the basic picture, right? The testimony of the Lord after resurrection start with using a great servant, Peter. Then with the martyrdom of James, that is John's brother. Then with the coming in of the legality, according to another James, Jesus' brother. So eventually, Lord has to raise up someone, not raised up by the Lord directly. You know why? Because those who follow the Lord, and when the Lord was on this earth, he was still very much trying to abide in the Jewish religion according to the Jewish rituals and practices. So the Lord has to raise up someone almost know nothing of Lord Jesus beside a few sightseeing. Why is he sightseeing? I very much believe when the Lord was in Jerusalem, the Apostle Paul was also in Jerusalem as a young boy or as a young man. He saw Jesus. He saw Jesus walk with the 12. He saw these uneducated Galileans, and he as a student from Tarsus. That means as a student from Boston. Am I right? And he, as what? As a scholar under, what's his name? Gamaliel. In other words, he's under the authority of Nobel Prize winner of religion. So he looked at the whole thing, what a bunch of nuts are these people? And I know exactly what Moses said. I know exactly what other prophets said. I know exactly what happened with Jewish religion. I know God according to the Old Testament. Until the Lord unveils something to him. He has a total repentance. In that repentance, he saw one vision with two elements. Remember? He first saw God, the Christ, in the big light. In the big light, he saw the big light, and what? He fell on the ground from a real big horse. Am I right or not? What are you talking about? If no horse, how can he fall down? Well, people just fall down, right? Even walk. But anyway, he fell down. You know, it's interesting. Before you have light, before you see light, your eyes are open. You know everything. You know how everything should happen. After you see the light, you become blind. So many people says, I saw a vision. I know exactly what is right. Usually, you know that. That's not exactly what's right. What is sign? Because they're not blind. They're too clear. He became blind. Then in blindness, in his blindness, he saw a vision as a continuation to the heavenly vision. A man named Ananias came in where he was praying. In his blindness, he saw that man. So that man laid hand on him, opened his eyesight, I'm right, and grant him the promise that you should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you realize that the Apostle Paul, from the very first day receiving Christ, he see the Lord, he see the church. He see the Lord, he see the church, not the mystical organic body, but a brother in a local church. From the very beginning, he see Christ. He see the local church in one vision. In one vision, with the light, with the blindness, with the opening of eyesight, he saw now, my life now is controlled by Christ. My life is now controlled by the local churches. Because of this, he began to labor. He began to work, he began to preach gospel, he became the greatest apostle in the church history. And he's the one established the basic, the truth, not the basic, the truth of our belief for Christians. Without him, tell you honestly, we would just be a branch of Jewish religion. It is him take us out of the control of James. Sorry, huh? Brother James. We're not qualified even to say in this way, but the fact is a fact. It doesn't make any difference, right? James basically has brought Jerusalem, has brought many places back to the Jewish religion by imposing on circumcision, keeping the Sabbaths, keeping the festivals, keeping the days. So eventually, he breaks through the whole thing and he was greatly persecuted. You know, brother, I'm happy when he testified. He testified all the churches in Asia. That actually, that means Ephesus, these places. All the churches in Asia forsook me. You know that the church is in the bad shape, right? Isn't the church in Asia in the bad shape? Because they forsake Paul. Different people interpret differently. Some says that's because Apollo teach them wrong things. Brother, there's no record like that. But I can assure you, it is the people from Jerusalem came to the churches. You must make a declaration. Either you are following the headquarters or you are following Paul.
If you don't want to follow Paul, you got to follow headquarters and take a stand and follow the headquarters. Human beings are very fragile. Don't believe, you know, well, Lord, we are for you. And when I was young, they always move me to tears. And now they always remind me, wait for 3 more years, see what's going to happen. You know, we are funny people. We don't know how to keep our promise. We don't know how to keep up with the prayer we have. We tell Lord something, and we do something different, right? And eventually, I believe all the leading ones who are the stars, who are the messengers. Do you get my point? The messenger stars of all the local churches get so pressured. Should we be one with the headquarters? Or should we be a real local church? And so they have, I believe, a good talk in the name of fellowship. Fellowship means a flow of life according to truth. But easily we have discussions. What is the best way? You just consider, huh? The churches in Asia is so close to Jerusalem. And Paul is so far away in Rome in prison. So eventually someone come in, you got to select a leader. Either you follow the headquarters or you follow the apostle, Paul's teaching. The leading ones consider a little bit, oh, this is just too hard. We better take the easy way. So they all say, yeah, right. Let's have nothing to do with Paul. You know, out of all this, most striking is Philemon. Every time I read that part, when Paul says, all the churches forsook me, I think about Philemon. I think about the church in Colossae. How sweet was that letter? You know, he talked about the church, tell them the preeminence of Christ, tell them the centrality and universality of Christ, right? Then he encouraged, what's Philemon's son's name? Sorry, my mind is not working well. Onesimus. He told Onesimus, fulfill your ministry. Archippus, fulfill your ministry. Take heed to your ministry. And he told Philemon, you owe me. Like I'm sending back your escaped slave. What's his name? Onesimus. Well, don't trust my memory now. I'm speaking while sleeping. You understand what I say? So, but I'm doing okay, right? If I say something offends you, I don't really mean that. But anyway, brother, just hard to believe. Only 2 years. It is AD, I believe it's AD 67 was Colossians. 64 was Colossians, so more than 2 years. Then 67, first, Second Timothy. 60 what? 67. 3 years. Could you believe in this? Only 3 years. Even Philemon have to say, I have nothing to do with Paul. Wouldn't that tell you how virtuous Christians are? Let me tell you a secret, sister. Don't trust any Christians. They are not trustworthy. Yeah, what is this? Then trust the Lord. And the trust the Lord in the Christians. Amen. If you go to Philemon, you say, Philemon, you stupid. Isn't he stupid? Sorry, huh? I will go to that. What's another guy's name? His son's name. Archippus. What kind of young people you are. 3 years ago, the apostle wrote to you, fulfill your ministry. 3 years later, you take the lead to forsake Apostle Paul. What is this? I can assure you, Philemon would get his handkerchief off. I can't help. Everybody's taking that road. I know it's wrong, but I got to be in the flow. I'm not joking. Nobody cares for the truth. People care for appearance. Nobody cares for God's heart desire. People care what is convenient. People care for this. So eventually, the whole church, all the churches become, is that English word, chaotic? Chaotic. Is it too much or not? But anyway, pretty messy. Which one's better? About the same. All the churches. So the Lord has to raise up the Apostle John to clear up the situation. When the Lord raised up Apostle John, do you remember this? He firstly go back to the churches, forsook the Apostle Paul. I can't believe it. Why this would happen? I will never pick up that church. I would say, I'm going to walk in the midst of Philippi. Am I right? And okay, there's some bad church. This is Corinth. That's terrible church life. Am I right? But I tell you something interesting. The Lord says, these churches forsook Paul. So according to your concept, if you forsook Paul, you are a hopeless church. Think about it. Isn't that our judgment? I think if we all are alive today, we'll write to these local churches, seven churches, we'll tell them, in my life, for the truth's sake, for love's sake, for Apostle Paul's sake, for Jesus Christ's sake, for Lord's testimony's sake, we will have nothing to do with you. Lord says, wait a minute, I have a lot to do with them. I will walk right in the midst among them to rescue them. Amen. This is why, how you see the Lord treasure every local church. Amen. The church prevailing, Lord treasure it. Amen. Treasure her. The church is defeated, Lord treasure her. Amen. The church is so much in life, in truth, in gospel, the Lord treasure her. When the church is so low, so weak, so religious, the Lord also treasure her as long as it is a local church. Amen. And when he come and treasure these churches, he did not as what we would consider to have a conference of revival. Do you think so? If we're too weak, we need a revival, right? We should invite a revival speaker. I'm not one, because many times I tell stories so much. That's not in the principle of revival. The revival brother will be up, up, higher, amen, higher. And everybody, wow, this revival. So I'm not a revival brother. I'm not qualified. Okay, you know, the Lord says, no. These churches are local churches. They had some real bad experiences around AD 67. But now it's around AD 85. Could you tell me what time the revelation was written? 90? Wow, then John's really old. I thought he's younger than that. 90? So what, 30 years? No, 20 years. A little bit over 20 years. So the Lord says, after 20 years, I like to come to revive you. I know that many local churches in this area, maybe I say this, in this morning, in this room, there could be around 50 churches represented. Am I right? Most churches will still have meeting in their hometown. But there could be 50 churches. Out of 50 churches, let me say this, we all may feel we are weak, we are poor, we need a revival, we need a certain brother come to minister to us, we need a certain brother come to do something about us. No. The Lord says, no. Not certain brother, but me. Amen. Not certain, because brother cannot save you, I can rescue the church. Amen. I'm the Christ. Amen. Therefore, there is a thunder, the voice, and the John turned, and he saw the one who walked in the midst of the 50 churches in this area. Amen. He walked in the 50 churches. Then John says, I turned and I saw. Firstly, I saw his person. What kind of person is he? He is like the Son of Man. The first thing I don't like. Brother, if the Lord come, he better come as the Son of God. Otherwise, it doesn't work. A man never save us. It's God who save us. Am I right, young sister? Am I right? Yeah, it's God who save us, right? So how come here comes the wrong person? Isn't it the wrong person? No, it's the wrong person. Is it wrong person?
No.
Here comes the Son of God. Here comes the Son of God. I have a loudspeaker, so I can make it. But it doesn't matter whose voice is speaker. The fact is, it's a man.
Amen.
Don't you appreciate it?
Amen.
Don't you appreciate it? Buck, don't you appreciate it? When I first know you, when I first met you, you are young. Am I right? Yeah, I were too. And now look, but come up. Look. White hair.
No hair.
No hair. Oh. Yeah. White beard.
Yeah.
We become ancient. Yeah, this is ancient, right? He's not old. He moves okay. He probably can still lift up many pounds. Can you?
Probably not as many as before.
You know, brother? Thank you. Okay, we've been through a lot. I sometimes tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I want to tell you an honest word. God cannot save me because God has no idea what kind of suffering I go through. You are merely a creator. You are too powerful. You don't know what's going on. I mean, you know what's going on, but you cannot give sympathies. You understand what I say? Young sister, I just said something offended you. I don't really mean that. Someone said, I said, I don't like you. I said, I never said I don't like her. I like her. But for some reason, she hear it as I don't like her. So all of a sudden, her face changed. I realized, oh, I'm in trouble. So I told her, I won't talk to you anymore. I said, no. Then she began to cry, get more nervous while I was speaking, you know. What did I do to make a sister cry? If I'm God, I'll be like Genie. What is Genie? Happy! Because I'm God, right? Laugh! Then, after he finished, I sit there. I'm still sad. Sister, come on. You don't mind? Come on. She needs a man who tell her, sister, you feel sad. I was a man. I know how sad you are. I can be just as sad as you are. But I can restore you. I can recover you with my humanity.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Amen. Thank you. And sometimes I pray, Lord Jesus, Amen. Tell you honestly, you never understand me. I really pray like this. It's real. You never understand me. Lord Jesus, I know you have promised me everything, but one thing let me tell you, you never understand what is a sinner. Because you never had any sin. You never understand what is the power of sin because you were born righteous. Do you get my point? You know, it's interesting. Huh? Then the Lord answered me. He said, yeah, I never had sin in me. But don't think I don't understand sinner because I have a form of sin. Whatever you've been through, I understand. Whatever is your experience, I understand. Your discouragement, your failure, your problems, your what? Your losing heart, your frustrations, your not breaking through, your murmuring, your complaining, your lack of enjoyment in the human life, all these experiences, let me tell you, I know! I'm so happy. The one who walks among us is not the Son of God. If he's Son of God, he would just pick up a bar. Yeah, it's good. It doesn't work. Come on, brethren. Come on. I know you're a good brother. You know, he's a PhD, produced PhDs. You're very successful in your business. You love the Lord? Not enough. You are for the church? Not enough. You love the brothers?
Amen.
Not enough. Actually, I never see an elder love the young brothers like this one. He would drive 6 hours to send a carload brother, high schoolers, to Toronto for a meeting. They drive 6 hours back all by himself. And he's an elder. Don't you find these kind of elders? At least Cleveland do not have one. Am I right? but even that, it's not enough. This is the Son of God. Right? Then I give you light. Oh, I see. Then you become blind. It's hopeless. You know, brother, I'm happy. The Lord walk with us as a Son of Man.
Amen.
Do you have limitations?
Yes.
I understand. Do you need encouragement?
Yes.
I am here. Do you need joy?
Yes.
I am the joy. Do you need a way to go on?
Yes.
I am the way. Do you need understanding of spiritual things?
Amen.
I am the understanding. Oh, do you need to have a proper manner in the family life?
Amen.
I'm the one. Oh, all of a sudden, you realize when he cares for the church, he's not a giver like a treasure. Thank you. Do you call the treasure or the one who delivers the check, paycheck?
Treasurer.
He's not a treasurer. You need this here. You need that here. But has no relationship with you. Every month you get a check from that man, but the man is not related to you at all. He's so close to the church, to the local church, to all the members in the local church. He walks as the Son of Man. So Christ, in his humanity, I forgot. What time I have to stop? Yes, that's the problem with half asleep. You know, you're half asleep. You do not quite know what you're doing. So I have 20 more minutes. Good, good, good. Huh? Christ, in his humanity, meeting the need of the local churches. Do you understand the statement now? So whatever your need is, the Lord knows. Whatever your need is, Lord says, I'm here. Whatever your problem is, Lord says, I will take care of it. Not according to my divinity, but according to my humanity. And more than that, he's clothed with a priestly garment to his feet. When he appears to the church, he says, not only I'm with you, I'm interceding for you. Not only I'm interceding for you, I bear you on my shoulder and in my heart. Remember, with a priestly garment, there's urine and sermon, right? I have these. I can fully carry you in my prayer for you, and I can fully direct you according to God. And thirdly, girded at the breast with a golden girder. So Christ caring for the local churches in love, but it's golden, so according to his divinity. Many times we love brothers. Now let me talk to my sweet friends, Alan and Alan. Who are Alan? Oh yeah, Alan's. You know how much I love you, right? You know there's one problem I always concerned about. What way we can help Alan? But anyway, same Alan, right? In what way? You know, because you care for everyone according to human needs. Not necessarily according to God's heart desire. You understand what I say, Alan? Do you? You don't? Okay. Here is a brother, Jose. Jose came to me, Titus. You know, do you have some spare?
Is that English? Spare means money, right? Yeah, do you have some spare? I say, oh, how much you want? $5. Why? Because I'm, you married already, right? But before he married, he'll say, because I'm dating sister, what's her name? Sarah, I'm dating Sarah, and I'm supposed to take him to McDonald's or whatever. But I'm short of cash. So I began to ask her, I said, ask him, well, how much is McDonald? He said, well, it's about $3 per person. I said, how much do you have? $3. Okay. $3 per person. 1, 2, 3. Take it. From now on, take care of your money. Brother, there's no divinity involved. You do a welfare work. You know, the best way is, come on. You don't have money to take Sarah to McDonald's? Brother, how about let us pray a little? I don't say this light. You know, one sister, she told me a story, actually moved me to tears. She said when he was young, she was under a very spiritual sister. We know this sister, Sister Ho. Sister Ho was the one helped me to see in Revelation that I was crucified with Christ. It's through praying with him, with her, I saw this truth. You know, she was with Sister Ho, and she tell, that's her aunt. She says, aunt, I want to eat some meat. Listen, you know how she answered? I like that answer. She's Sister Ho answered, you know, so-and-so, if the Lord has given us meat, we eat meat. If the Lord has not given us meat, we don't eat meat. Don't you realize? There's a girder full of love, yet with divinity. You know, not just humanly he understands you. He even supply you for the spiritual things. Then having his head and hair as white as wool and snow. Then Christ with what? With wisdom, that's head. Actually head, the wisdom comes from the person. So you can add if you want to, with his person in wisdom. He had usually means person. Do you get my point? For instance, look at me. Young girl, do you know what kind of person I am? They're all in the head. What kind of head I got? What kind of person I got? I like to call people, you stupid. One day my daughter says, Dad, even you get upset, don't insult people. When you say you stupid, you insult them. But it become my way because I begin with my dog. I say, you stupid. Then it uplifted to man. So one day, you know, you're in the airport. You're supposed to sit in the right and let people walk in the left. They sit in the left. Don't move. I say, please let me go, please. Eventually I say, you stupid, could you go to the right and let me go through? And he got scared, let me go, went through. So afterward, my daughter told me, you don't say him stupid. You insult him. You understand what I mean? You know, brother, but that's my person. I have to tell the Lord, because I'm so stupid. That's why I say everybody's stupid. But I'm happy. The person who cares for the church is divine and human. With divine attribute and human virtue, with the personality of Christ, the anointed one. So now, his head, that is the person with wisdom, and the hair, long and as white as wool and snow. Hair means strength. He takes care of the church according to the person of Christ with the strength of the triune God. God's strength is the strength of the local churches. Aren't you surprised by this? I tell you, brother Paul, we've been together many years, right? You may not know, I know. Because I'm more involved. Many times I look at many local churches. I just had a feeling, oh Lord Jesus, is there any way we can go through this problem now? You do not know how hard it is
to serve the churches in the midst of many churches. But for some reason, I've been in the United States 40, 41, 42, 43 years, whatever. I'm still serving the churches.
Amen.
You know why I'm still serving the churches? Not because the sins are marvelous. Brother, I wouldn't say you are stupid, but you are for sure. If you say you love the Lord, only the Lord knows it's not true. Am I right or not? Am I right or not? If you say you love the Lord, where's your good friends? What's her name?
Anita.
Anita. Where's Anita? Yeah, yeah. Did you tell the Lord you love him? When would you end your life? Oh, don't think I'm joking. I'm not joking. You know, when you, two girls, we love the Lord, we give everything. I was sitting there, I said, Lord, take care of their life and make it true. You know, your hope's not you. And it is not you. Did you finish your study yet? So are you a full-timer going to be a full-timer? Am I right or not? Am I right? Come on. Observe with me. I need testimonies. Take pictures. Come on. We three elders look at her. Anita, do you love the Lord?
Yeah.
Are you going to serve him in full time?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Very good. Are you in Akron now?
Yeah.
Are you for Akron? Very good, huh? This kind of term, I would call it the bureaucratic, diplomatic terms. What are you for? For Christ! Hallelujah! Then where would you serve? However, wherever the Lord leads. Would you serve him full time? Whatever the Lord leads. Hallelujah! If you want me to get a job, I'll get a job. If you want me full time, I'll be full time. But the problem is, everyone Lord want him to get a job. Nobody Lord want him to be full time. What's wrong?
I'm not the right one standing here.
Anita, you're finished study tomorrow?
Saturday. Yesterday.
Yes. Yesterday. So you will serve the Lord full time? Stand up. So you will serve the Lord full time?
My whole life to the Lord.
You see? He is from Diplomatic University with a PhD of double tongue. Do you love the Lord?
Yeah.
Do you want to serve the Lord?
Yeah.
Are you going to serve the Lord full time? Thank you. I'm very happy, sister. The Lord has a long hair, full of strength. We are very good with swallowing up everything we promise to the Lord. We're very professional on that. Our promise like a drop of candy. Lord, I love you. And afterward, you're reminded, Lord, I love you. Another one. Brother, no, you love the Lord. The sustaining is not from you. The sustaining is from Christ.
Amen.
Do you understand what I say, sister? The Lord is responsible.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord? Really love the Lord? And give yourself to the Lord. And live forever for the Lord. For the local church. Huh? Yeah. That doesn't work with you, you know why? You get scared. Actually, I'm not. I'm a sweet old man, brother. am I sweet? Oh, just think about it. So why are you, brother, afraid of me? I can't figure out. Anita, am I old sweet man?
Yeah.
You see. Even sister, yeah. So why your sister get nervous about it? You know, sister. One thing you can be sure. If once you tell the Lord, Lord, in my life, I love you, and I love the local churches, I'm for you, and I'm for your testimony. Lord says, in my head, with my head, That is with my person in wisdom. And with my hair, that is with my strength, I will keep your promise. Marvelous, brothers. So the Lord, his person come in, take care of the need of the church. Then what? In action, he do three things. Now, number one, having eyes like a flame of fire, he's searching, observing the local church to carry out God's operation and move on the earth today. His eye is like a flame of fire. You know what fire is good for? Burning, consuming. Maybe I take you. Rochester, right? Can you come up? Oh, you too. One is too lonely. Two is okay. Two sisters. Do you love the Lord? Yeah. Do you love movie too?
I do.
You do. Do you love rock music?
I love music.
Do you like, yeah, bo, 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 bo.
No,
what do you love?
The Lord.
The Lord.
Yeah.
I tell you, what she said is really true. But the good part is, many things, Lord will come and search. Lord will say, wow, this hair. Is that for the mirror? For the mirror.
Mirror.
No. You like that? Oh, beautiful. She got a long one, you got a short one. Is that for your beauty? Oh, someone said, oh, yeah. Is that for you, for your appearance? Or can you say that? My hair is really only for Christ. My hair is for the local church life. How do you think about it? Are you a student? Are you work now? Are you a student?
I'm going to be.
Going to be a student. Okay. When you become a student, are you for A? Or are you for the Lord? You know, eventually the eye is a searching eye. This searching eye consumes. I say this. Come on, sister. You are tender. You cry more, so I'll put you on the spot more. I'm the searching eye. Here's a sister. So beautiful. Just look at the hair. You know how beautiful she is, right? Now she walks through my searching. Just walks through. And become here. The hair is still that beautiful, but the attitude to the hair become different. Before my searching, before the searching eye of Christ, my hair, my dress, my presentation, my appearance occupy my person. But once I was searched by Christ, they disappeared. I still live a normal life. So when these two sisters walk through, outwardly, they are the same. But, pardon? Your cousins. Oh, when these two are cousins, walks. How come one is from Pittsburgh, one is from Rochester?
We live everywhere.
Oh, okay. So, whatever. When these cousins walk through, outward, you can't even see the difference. They share the same. But for some reason, when she, this precious young lady, comb hair again, that self-adoring, the self-pleasing disappeared. Now I comb my hair because I want to present myself properly in the local church life. Do you get my point or not? And Christians are funny. Do you read the Bible?
Huh?
Do you?
A little.
A little. When you read the Bible, don't you hope I pass by? Oh, I'm not joking. When I was young, I read the Bible, I always hope elder passed by. My elder passed by. Oh, what a good young brother reading the Bible. But one day the Lord search you. You read the Bible? You read the Bible for me, for Bible, for my economy, for my purpose, for the local churches, or merely for your self-exaltation? I don't see this likely. Some local churches have asked me for competing. Who can memorize more? Who can repeat more? Who can speak more? Brother, I hate this kind of thing because I don't see there's no value. I'm afraid too much self involved. I do this so I can be a good sister. I do this so I can be a good young brother. I do this so I can be a prevailing one. Brother, when the Lord search you, burn away all that is not from Christ, for Christ, unto Christ. Eventually, the very searching will bring you only appreciate Christ.
Amen.
I still read the Bible. Now I read the Bible because the Lord has told me and I desire to be in the Lord's presence in the Word. All the motives, all the things I think that may accelerate myself all get burned away. Brother, the Lord comes, search you. Search your heart. And everything that is not totally one with Christ, Lord says, I will have to burn it away.
Amen.
How good that is. The next one. Having the feet like shining bronze, Christ exercising divine judgment on the local churches in righteousness. He walked in the midst of the churches. And don't think it's a light foot. When he walks in the midst of local churches, his feet is like bronze. Bronze is judgment. In other words, every step he took is judging a local church, telling you, you must be for Christ, you must be unto Christ, you must take Christ, you must exhibit Christ, you must appreciate Christ, you must honor Christ. In the local churches, the Lord will say, I hate there's anything else beside me occupies the local church, because the local church is my bride-to-be. You know, brothers, so having the eye and having the feet eventually has a voice of sound of many waters. Praise the Lord for this. Christ speaking to the local churches with life supply. His voice. Did you go to Niagara Falls? I think in this area, everyone has been through Niagara Falls. What impressed you? It's no longer one voice or one drop of water. It's something, you got there, something striking, take you over. All of a sudden you realize, I'm in the midst of something that is so crucial. Many times we say, the Lord speak to me. Praise the Lord for this. We all need the Lord to speak to us. But do you realize, many times, when the voice of the Lord comes, it's like the sound of many waters, just like Niagara Falls. The Lord is so rich in his speaking. Lord is so rich in the life supply. The Lord is so rich in the enlightening. The Lord is so rich in the cutting. The Lord is so rich in everything related to his speaking. So eventually, his voice like sound of many waters. So through this speaking, the local church is purified. And also, the local church is what? Is nourished. Purify you. And nourish you, the voice. Then in operation, point 8, holding 7 stars in his right hand. I really like this. Brother, may I introduce you, Star Nider? Come on. You don't say hen. May I introduce you, Star Bixler? May I introduce you, Star Chu, and the Star Young. Come on, Star Young. These are the 4 stars.
1 star is serving.
I look at this one, hopeless.
Right.
He look at me, hopeless. I look at them, I can tolerate him. Okay. He look at me, I can endure him. And we all look at Jimmy. Jimmy's very good. He offends nobody, and he's always faithful. Then we says, he can only go that far anyway. You know, brother, we are interesting people, right? So I look at him. I just had a feeling, Lord, I worship you. I really worship you. I can hold him You hold him. Amen. Brother, please look at me and say this. Lord, no, nobody can hold Titus. But you hold Titus. Amen. You hold your right hand. You are very firm. Put them in the right place. You exhibit this very Christ. We four are so good. You know why? The Lord hold us together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Every local church should have such assurance. Thank you, brothers. Have such assurance. The Lord meets and walk in the midst of local churches. He hold the stars, the leading ones, the serving ones of that local church. Then he have a sharp two-edged sword proceeding out of his mouth. Christ speaking to divide the spiritual from soulish for the building up of the local church. He come in. Remember, Hebrews says his word is sharp. Sharper. Even unto the dividing of what? Soul and spirit and what? Bone. Joints and what? Joints and marrow. Am I right? Here it says, the Lord says, my word come out as two-edged sword. To what? To cut. To separate. Whatever is not of Christ, I cut. Whatever is not spiritual, I cut. I will divide the spiritual things unto yourself. You know, brother, this is why. Do you realize? Even we are surprised at our growth. Anita, do you understand what I say? How many years ago you were with me for a long time? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 1 year ago? Yeah. Only 1 year?
2 years.
Wow. My memory, oh Lord Jesus. I thought I was with you about 3-4 years ago. But anyway, 1 year ago, am I right? You have Sister Man. She's my favorite. And Anita, she's my favorite too. You say, why you like this two sisters more? Number one, I like Randy Man. Well, so if you love the father, you appreciate the daughter. It's normal. Don't say, wow, this is a soulish brother. I'm not spiritual anyway, so I never declare I'm spiritual. I just appreciate. Then Anita is her friend. That's why I like Anita too. 1 year ago, they were so firm. We are for Christ. We are for the church. Anita, a lot of soul element was involved. You know why you are still here 1 year after 1 year? Outwardly you say, we were no longer as what? No, no, no. Actually, there's much more cutting coming in now. Something more spiritual for you to lay hold today. Am I right, sister? Am I right? I'm happy. Why I'm happy? You know, I love the Lord 52 years. In these 52 years, always, Lord is doing a little more cutting. This cutting always separate the spiritual things out for me to apprehend spiritual things higher, more, and for me to see the ugliness of the soulish things also deeper and more. Then more than that, having his face shine as the sun and in its power, Christ enlightened the local church to bring in his kingdom. Well, I think it's enough. Brother, be happy. Why is he be happy? You know who is walk in the midst of us?
Yes.
Who is walk in the midst of us?
Yes.
Who is walk in the midst of us?
Yes.
Who is take care of us?
Yes.
Oh, you just have to say, the Son of Man, Christ.
Yes.
The Son of Man, Christ.
Yes.
We are under his shepherding.
Yes.
We are under his nourishing.
Yes.
We are under his perfecting. Yes. We are under his work.
Yes.
That gives us a full assurance the local churches, a healthy local church, a normal local church, can bear the testimonies of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.